Whippoorwills are a fixture of Wisconsin bird life. Recognized by their distinctive call, perhaps second only to that of the loon, whippoorwills are readily heard but rarely seen in the North Woods. As a child, I remember coming up north to camp in the state forest and hearing the birds singing in the darkness. Recently, I have had several people come to me and report they don't hear as many whippoorwills as they used to, a trend that seems to be supported by survey information. Whippoorwills are a member of the nightjar, or goatsucker, family of birds. The name goatsucker came from a historic misbelief that these birds would drink the milk from goats at night. This probably had its origins in historic Old World folklore. The birds are active only after dark and have a somewhat eerie call. If people found one of these birds, it probably looked very odd with a short but wide-opening bill, large head, and large eyes. These features made them look somewhat owl-like. These birds have stubby small feet, pretty much useless for walking. I'm sure without valid scientific information and unusual features, it's quite easy for people to come to inaccurate conclusions about wildlife. In fact, whippoorwills eat large flying insects like moths, which is the reason for their short, wide bills. You've probably seen their close relatives, the common nighthawks, flying around the bright lights of a gas station or stadium in an urban area. You may have thought they were big bats at first, although they make a sort of buzzy painting sound. They are similar in a lot of ways, but nighthawks are crepuscular, meaning they are active at dawn and dusk. Whippoorwills are more nocturnal, meaning they are active only during the dark. Nighthawks do well around people, relying on rooftops for their nesting. Whippoorwills stay in the woods where there are less people. Both birds eat insects, migrating south for the winter. And both species also sit lengthwise along tree branches and power lines, a behavior unique to the nightjar family. Whippoorwills do not build a nest. They just lay their eggs on the ground to hatch them. They synchronize the laying of their eggs with the moon phases, meaning their eggs will hatch 10 days before a full moon. This ensures that the parents will have the most available moonlight to allow them to hunt for insects to feed their chicks. Both parents work to raise the young, and the male protects the nest from potential intruders. They lay only 2 eggs, which has its pros and cons. With only 2 eggs, it takes less work to lay, hatch, feed, and protect them. However, if the population drops, it takes much longer to increase numbers of the population with such low recruitment. Most people who approach me about whippoorwills feel their numbers have declined. According to the Wisconsin Breeding Bird Atlas, the birds' numbers are lower than they were historically. It is a species of greatest conservation need in Wisconsin due to its decline. There is precious little information about this bird, likely because it's so hard to see, find, and study. Whippoorwills seem to use forested sandy areas. It appears the birds rely on young forest or recently disturbed forest for nesting. This is not surprising. Other ground-nesting nighttime birds like woodcock do the same thing. This might help explain why, in the span of 2 human generations, the birds seem to be disappearing. They probably boomed after the Great Cutover, getting squeezed out as forests matured across the north. In periods of heavy timber harvest, like the large clear cuts in the 70s and 80s, their numbers in some forested areas probably would have risen again. The good news is that in some areas where active forest management continues, especially in early successional habitat like aspen, the numbers of these birds will be stable or continue to increase locally. If your children or grandchildren have never heard a whippoorwill sing, make sure you take them out to a spot where there is recently completed aspen harvest, where they can have that experience with you. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist, coming to you from my living room in the heart of Wisconsin's Great North Woods.